This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, first name Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, date of birth, October 10, 1963, date of evaluation, January 31, 2023, referring physician, disability and social service, identifying information, the claimant presented a California driver's license, C-1453231, which correctly identified the claimant as Carmen Maria Flores. The chief complaint, 57-year-old female, referred for disability evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 57-year-old female who reports history of depression, period. She further reports occasional chest heaviness, period. She reports stabbing pain involving her feet and hands, and this tends to occur while driving. She notes chest heaviness, which is brought on by anxiety, period. She reports chest pressure, which just comes and goes. She is uncertain if it occurs with exertion. The past medical history, one, diabetes. Next number, depression, anxiety. Next number, thyroid disorder. Next number, neuropathy. Next number, trigger finger. Past surgical history, cholecystectomy. Next number, appendectomy. Next number, left rotator cuff tear. Next number, quadriceps tear, left lower extremity. Next number, C-section. Next number, total abdominal hysterectomy. Next number, tonsillectomy. The medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, Trulicity 1.5 milligrams weekly, gabapentin 800 milligrams TID, Tramadol 50 milligrams PIN, escitalopram 5 milligrams one daily, levothyroxine 0.88 micrograms one daily, Jardiance 25 milligrams one daily. The family history, part of it, heart problems, she died of enlarged heart. Social history, she has had 9 siblings. She notes prior heavy alcohol use, but quit approximately 10 years ago. She has distant history of cocaine use, period. She stated that she started using medicinal marijuana in September/October 2022. Review of systems. She has had changes in her weight with changes, loss and gain of weight. Again, she reports color changes. She further reports hyperpigmentation on her hands, head normal, eyes. She has impaired vision and wears glasses. Ears, she has questionable deafness. Nose, she denies decreased smell, breathing, or obstruction. Oral cavity, unremarkable. Neck, notes stiffness or decreased motion. Breast, she states that the left side of her chest feels different. Respiratory, no cough or shortness of breath. Cardiac, she reports a little chest pain. Gastrointestinal, she has heartburn, abdominal pain, diarrhea, and constipation. Genitourinary, she reports urgency. musculoskeletal, she reports joint pain involving the knees and notes that she has arthritis of same neurologic, she reports headache, psychiatric, she reports nervousness, depression, insomnia. Review of systems, otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 117/68, pulse 76, respiratory rate 16, height 70 inches, weight, correction, height 62 inches, weight 166.4 pounds. In general, she is a mildly obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Examination is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 57-year-old female with multiple complaints, period. She has history of depression. She reports non-specific chest heaviness / discomfort, period. She further describes symptoms as related to her neuropathy, period. The etiology of her chest pain is not clear. She does have diabetes and family history of heart disease with a father dying from an enlarged heart, period. Additional risk factors include just the history of polysubstance use, period. Currently, patient appears clinically stable. I do not think that her chest pain represents cardiac disease, period. However, echocardiogram to rule out wall motion abnormality should be considered, period. Exercise treadmill testing should also be considered, period. Medical source statement. Patient has no true cardiovascular limitation, period. She does have a history of depression and anxiety, period. She does not appear to have disabling symptoms, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending quotation on patient Carmen Flores.